Yo, what's up? Happy hump day, ladies and gentlemen. I am AJ. How are you guys doing? I was listening to last night's episode and I used a certain word. Yeah, man. Like, yo, if I'm gonna get good at this, I gotta practice doing good things. So, I'm not gonna guarantee you that you won't hear the word none, but you'll hear it less. Even though I like the episode, I like it's mine. This is my baby, so I like all the episodes. Because I try to mix being informative with not being too dark and making light of things, even if they like, I was thinking about the Bernie Mac bit when using the word motherfucker. Motherfucker, like, yeah, that's what it reminded me of, to the point of overusing it, like, to the point of overusing it, and like, I don't know, it's just filling gaps, thinking. That's all it really means, like, the word, like. Like, you'd be like, right? Oh, God. I have some stories. But first, no, I had to read up on exactly what happened with the gasoline thing, with the shortage, because I was seeing on my Twitter page that it was just a bunch of honkies on the back of their pickup trucks filling 50 gallon drums, 50 gallon oil drums with gas, and they don't have just one. They got like four or five. Like, damn, like, are you, what is the gas station doing about this? I mean, as long as, what were they doing about this? Because, like, as long as you can, when Sandy hit, there was like lines, there was car lines like around the block for like blocks in line to get gas. And I think you could only get but so much gas because they would run out. Like, or it was something along the lines, like, like, so, how do you let people get away with things like that, knowing that what happened in Texas not too long ago could happen in the same fashion? It's just a different resource. Like, we're supposed to be fighting. I said this, man, like, yo, y'all don't listen to me. We're supposed to be fighting to prevent these type of things. We're not a country somewhere. We're not a country somewhere where you gotta walk 10 miles just to get a bucket of water. We're not one of those type of countries. But you know what? Those type of countries and those villages, they don't go without fucking water because they make sure that they're going out to get that shit and make sure that it's free to, but that is, yeah, it might not be abundant, but you're gonna have some. Like, yeah. This is what I found. And honestly, it shocked the hell out of me. Panic buying strikes southeastern United States as shuttered pipeline resumes operations. So, okay, so the pipeline is back up. And I think it's the which pipeline is it though? Yeah. So the pipeline is back up. A sudden fuel shortage worsen across the eastern half of the United States on Wednesday after a cyber attack crippled a major pipeline as long lines, sharp words, and pumps gone dry greeted unhappy drivers from the Alabama foothills to the Chesapeake Bay. God damn. Yo, if somebody could shut our whole fuel supply down from can shut one of our major supply lines down from just like from a computer, then we need to step our game up. Like, this happening here is showing a chink in the fucking armor. That's what it's fucking showing. A chink in the armor. Where do you hit them? Well, their military strength. How do you cripple their economy? How can you cripple an economy that just prints more money? They're just going to print more money. That's all they're going to do. You can't hurt the economy, not that much. Not that bad. If you really want to take a country down, what do? You go for its lifeblood, gasoline and oil. That is scary. That is scary. As long lines and sharp words and pumps gone dry greeted unhappy drivers from the Alabama foothills to the Chesapeake Bay. Wow. Although government and industry officials said the nation had plenty of fuel and the pipeline was set to resume operations in the evening, nervous drivers clogged gas stations and created shortages in parts or all of 11 states. At least 12,000 gas stations reported being completely empty, and the squeeze pushed the price of a gallon past $3. I don't know. Not a conspiracy nut. Not a conspiracy nut. Some shit don't make sense, but some shit does. 'Cause gas was cheap. Shit, I remember gas was like a buck and some change. Now the shit is like, yo, motherfuckers be like, yo, gas is 250. People be like, gas is 250. Yeah, where are you going to get gas at? They happy. The crisis was man-made, first by the ransomware attack on the systems of Colonial Pipeline that led the company to shut down its pipeline connecting Texas to New Jersey. Wow. Then by a panic that led drivers to fill up out of fear the country could run out of gas. The crisis was man-made. Man, the crisis wasn't, yo, man-made is somebody got a wrench or they turn a lever and the shit just shut off. I mean, that's man-made. We're talking about somebody with a cup of coffee that's sitting somewhere in an undisclosed location that done blocked off his IP address and servers, and just from a few clicks, he shut the whole shit down. That's dangerous. That's really dangerous. Man-made is somebody just twisting a little circle thing, turning a knob, or hitting a button at whatever station that is controlled from, or just falling asleep like Homer in a donut coma, and the nuclear reactor on The Simpsons goes crazy. That's man-made, man. That's man-made. Just like just setting your coffee on the keyboard and shit. Yeah, that's fucking man-made. No. This is somebody that knew exactly what they wanted to do, and they did it through a computer. Through a computer? Like, bruh, the lifeblood of this country is oil and gas. So that should be protected by the military. That should be protected. That should be well protected. I mean, all firewalls, all everything, updated technology, every whatever, making sure that, like, yeah, we're supposed to be protecting cyber attacks on all fronts, not just intelligence and things overseas. See, that's where we getting shit fucked up. I mean, we spreading ourselves so thin that that people are hitting us at home. Feel me? Like we're spreading ourselves so thin that we're leaving ourselves open to attacks at home now. Because they can't bring the fight to us, whoever our enemies are, whoever they may be, whoever we may proclaim them to be. Let's throw that out there. Whoever we may proclaim them to be, they won't fight on our soil. So instead, they'll do it from afar. And, like, I'm sorry, this sounds like it was bound to happen. Like, Cyber, yo, there was a story about a kid that was in. This was so long ago. It was a kid that was in high school, and he hacked into satellites. He hacked satellite information. He hacked into the America satellites or something. You know what I mean? Like it was something along those lines. And he was still probably a minor, barely a minor. And he had countries offering them money for the information. They was offering them so much money for the information. The government caught him, and but he didn't give anything up. Smart move. And I think they said they ended up giving him a job. Like we need those type of people, man. We need those type of kids, man. Said after they found out that he hacked into their defense network, like they brought him in. They probably read him a riot act. They probably in. Was like, yo, when you turn 18, we're gonna give you a job. These are the type of people that we need. Push this shit. This shit. Yo, technology is constantly evolving. So, how the Colonial Pipe Act is affecting gas prices and supply as federal officials, executives, and cybersecurity experts, where are the fucking experts? Because they were supposed to be the ones on the front line for this thing. Work to get the pipeline up and running after you let somebody hack into it. What about prevention? Oh, I'm ripping it to whoever was working cybersecurity. Oh, I'm ripping it to them because this is all about this is a game of prevention, baby. This could have turned into panic along the whole East Coast. Everybody could have been broke out fighting. Guns come out and people stealing gas from each other. And yeah. And funneling gas out of people's cars and all types of shit. This could have been bad. Fuel, man. As federal officials, executives, and cybersecurity experts, the long lines of frustrated drivers were the latest reminder of a country vulnerable to shocks and recalled the queues outside food banks, coronavirus testing centers, and grocery stores over the past year. Yes, along those lines, shit, it may even be worse. It's along the lines of those type of those situations. Might even be worse. Shit, we talking about fuel. Like, at least if I'm driving or if I gotta get somewhere, if I gotta get out of here, how am I gonna get out of here? How I'm gonna get to where it's food at? How I'm gonna get to, like, yeah, fuel. Some people's house still will. Gas stoves and shit. Yeah, Gulf Coast storage facilities were awash in gasoline and jet fuel as refineries have kept operating. But without the region's major pipeline in operation, there was little chance to resupply service stations. Okay. So they didn't have enough gas. This is bit. Oh my God. I would fucking. Ooh. As soon as they seen the gas was dwindling, yeah, they said Gulf Coast. Listen to what they said. Gulf Coast storage facilities were awash in gasoline and jet fuel as refineries have kept operating. Okay. But without the region's major pipeline in operation, there was little chance to resupply service stations, so the little guy would have got squeezed out. You would have been fucked unless you find yourself are you essential? Do you really need the gas? But yo, oh my God, you see the picture of these people just filling up their trunks with like 10 and with like 10 gas cans, and God damn, you're gonna do nothing but all that gas besides start a fire. You're gonna blow this shit up. Yo, motorists use gas pumps at refueling station and vents in most stations in the area along the I-95 without fuel. Colonial. Yeah, man. It was like vultures swarming the gas pump, just driving around in circles, checking all the pumps, said Alfonso, a clerk at Circle K north of Charlotte. That's right, Alfonso. You stay your ass in circle. You stay your ass in the goddamn store, because you can't explain what the hell is going on. Don't get into the mix. Let them people handle themselves. Meanwhile, Colonial and its cybersecurity consultants were working to secure its servers, which they should have never let get hacked in the first place. Yep. You didn't do your job the first time, now you gotta do overtime. Damn, bruh. Ransomware attack shows cyber vulnerabilities of U.S. energy grid in North Carolina. 65% of stations were out of gas, according to Gas Buddy. Okay, that sounds reputable. More than 43 were out in Georgia, South Carolina, and Virginia. The panic was so contagious that gas stations in Central Florida, an area not supplied by the Colonial Pipeline, were also running out of fuel. Wow. Wow. That could have been people from Georgia coming down. I don't know. Yeah, would you really waste gas to drive from Georgia to gas up in Florida? If you, not unless you was like right across, like right next to the state line, like if you had to be right there, right? That's a hell of a question. Hey, Florida's got gas. Let's all go down there and fill up. Damn. They're not even part of the pipeline. That could have been big, yo. That could have got ugly very fast. Really, really fast. No gas? What you mean? I can't go to work. I can't feed my family. I mean, that drives everything. That drives everything. And to set up for this next story. Times Square shooting suspect arrested along with his girlfriend after running out of gas in Florida. See? See? Wow. Yo, he must have did this. Yeah, he must have did this as soon as the guy twisted the lever to turn the knob off. As soon as somebody shut the gas off, that's when he committed the shooting. What is that, shooting or murder? Yeah, as soon as he did that, he's like, "Hey, yo, we gotta get out of here, baby. We're gonna go down to Florida." And through every state that he rode, gas was getting higher and higher, and and the supplies is running lower and lower. Shit. Farrakhan Muhammad. Oh, whoa. 31 was arrested in Florida on Wednesday on suspicion of being the man responsible for shooting three people in New York City's Times Square neighborhood earlier this week. I think that was before the, yeah, I think that was for a while. Why is, they both look odd. They both look odd. Muhammad was taken into custody in a McDonald's parking lot near Jacksonville, Florida, where he was with a woman believed to be his girlfriend. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals and was listed in an inmate database for the Bradford County Sheriff's Office, the outlet reports. Two dogs were in the car. Okay, who cares? The arrest occurred without incident. Okay. Initial reports noted that Muhammad's girlfriend was not arrested at first, but the police were only in the very early stages in their investigation. That girlfriend, Kristen Vergara, was, however, later arrested and charged with accessory after the fact. They used the best picture of her they could find, and her lashes are beat. I guess she had makeup on. Now, I mean, his mugshot, of course, the guy, his mugshot is going to look wild. Now, I mean, but hey, they made sure they found a picture of her with her best face on. I've seen better. Muhammad was eating in his car at the time. He was found out, according to New York City's Base Spectrum New York One. He was eating in his car at the time. He found out and had only taken refuge in his vehicle in the fast food chain's parking lot, whatever, because of an East Coast fuel shortage. Yeah. You should have read the paper before you went off shooting folks, bruh. I mean, after running out of gas, the suspect reportedly had no choice but to briefly stop in Stark, Florida. Muhammad's first court appearance is currently slated for Thursday in Bradford County Court. He will eventually be extradited to New York City in order to face charges already filed by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. And when those charges are read to him, if he's found guilty, they're going to tack on the gas prices for the. They're gonna charge him for the gas that it took to drive him all the way to fuck for them to come down, because if they're gonna extradite him, I think when you get extradited in this case, New York cops gotta come down, or whoever from New York gotta come down. If you want him, you come and get him. So you gotta pay for that gas all the way down, and then you got to pay for that gas. New York would be charged with paying for the gas all the way up. Because if Stark, Florida, which sounds like a small town, sounds like a smaller suburb of Jacksonville, maybe. I mean, if they got to pay to bring him up here and then come all the way back down, they're going to charge the hell out of you. Like, I can see them fucking in this New York too. They're gonna write in something on a bill. They're gonna write in something on the charges where, like, yo, he gotta pay for this gas. You know, we just rode through like 10 states to come get this dude, man, for a shooting. But yeah, they're definitely gonna come get him because it's a shooting. Traffic ticket? Nah, they'll probably let you sit. But a shooting, like, or attempted murder or some shit like that, they're coming to get your ass. Muhammad's, yeah. Anonymous officials cited by the outlet say that the Wednesday morning arrest of the man went smoothly. Yeah, you're caught, man. What you gonna do? You gonna get into a high speed chase with no gas? Like, yeah. So what, man? Like, NYPD received the tip that Muhammad had been recently seen in North Carolina after having changed clothes and cut off his dreadlocks. That's why he's looking weird. Found out he was heading towards Florida. Damn, how? After detectives found addresses linked to Muhammad, the outlet reported. However, the police did not know how those addresses were linked to them. I don't either. I would love to know. Chief of Detectives James Essex said that a preliminary investigation suggests Muhammad was aiming for his brother during a dispute when he injured two tourists and a 4-year-old girl from Brooklyn with a hail of gunfire. Come on, man. every fucking night, man. Every fucking night, bro. Yo, if get help. If your anger, if you got a temper that would drive you to like kill your own brother, that would drive you to shoot your own brother, like if there's a situation that would drive you to the point where you feel like you gotta take a family member's life, how do you get so angry that you gotta like that you're just burning that this just has to happen? There's no other possible ending to that story than you're somebody walking away shot or somebody walking away stabbed. Like, how do you get to that point? I'm fascinated by the psychology of these people, how somebody could get blackout angry and just like, yeah, wow, man. Hit a 4-year-old girl. Hit a 4-year-old girl. You're gonna burn for that. You're gonna burn for that. Like, yeah, that's gonna be in Taurus. Yeah, the Taurus are important. Because people come to New York, they come to Times Square to have a good time. You don't think, though, they try you for this shit. They throw that, yo, when sentencing, they throw that shit in there. Like, yo, people come from all over the world to see Times Square. That's big business. That is huge business for New York. And if you're down there cutting up and the tourists don't feel safe, they can't allow that. They can't have that. They're gonna make an example out of you for the 4-year-old girl and the tourist and like in that line, in that order. And the brother, like I mean, like, yeah, that's fucked up, but yo, you like no. Wow, yo, you get it. You can't let your fucking anger. Essek identified both the suspect and his brother as familiar faces to anyone familiar with Manhattan's typically crowded, bustling, and altogether busy hub of neon and commerce. A 23-year-old woman from Rhode Island was shot in the leg. 43-year-old woman from New Jersey was shot in the foot. You out here clapping at women. Trying to get your brother. You're so fucking mad at your brother that you're shooting in a crowd. Dumb motherfucker. God damn. Yo, just. I don't know, man. Like, yo, I'm just not built like that. I'll tell yo, especially if it's my brother, and I'll never get so mad at him. At my brother to be, I'll never get so mad at my brother that I feel like I gotta clap him. God damn. Like, you know what I mean? At my age now, and I'm not really that old, at my age now, I'm not, listen, you know what? Yeah, all right, whatever. And give it a couple days and I'll FaceTime him and fucking like, and we'll talk about the shit. As men before the shit get yeah. Ran out of gas. He ran out of gas. Yo, gas was so motherfucking high that he could afford a motherfucking okay. Gas was so high that he could afford a dollar menu. But he couldn't afford a gallon of gas. Jesus. Like I said, I'm trying to avoid, I'm gonna avoid that word. Give it like what, 2 days? It'll be out of my system. Like 2 days, it'll be out. Yeah, you get that shit out of my system, man. I'm trying to get better at this. If I keep doing the same things over and over again and the same habits, yo. If you want to get good at something, practice doing it the right way. Right? If you want to get good at something, practice doing it the right way. But I didn't even put this. This ain't even in the show. Ex-massage therapist charged with sexually assaulting client at New Jersey spa. Where the hell was this? Hackensack. Jesus Christ. A former massage therapist has been arrested. He was a massage therapist when he was rubbing up on them people. Come on. Come on. Let's with the spin. Already with the spin. Charged with sexually assaulting a client at a spa in New Jersey. What's the name of the spa? Jean Cabrera, 28 of Patterson, was arrested and charged with sexual assault on Tuesday. Prosecutors say Cabrera was massaging a female at a spa in Hackensack. They won't give the name up. On April 22nd, when he engaged in sexual misconduct, he just flicked the switch. Flicked the bean and flicked the switch. That is fucked up, man. Like, yo, that is fucked up. The client, well, at least he didn't shoot the shit up. Damn, like, that was worse. The one that happened in Atlanta, at least, like, yeah, at least he ain't shoot the shit up. The client reported the incident to police, who launched an investigation and charged Cabrera with criminal sexual contact. Prosecutors say, yo, so what the fuck do you do in those situations if you're massaging a hot girl? Which, like, so how many times did he, it makes you wonder, like, how many times did he go for it and they just went with it? I mean, and then you hit that one girl. That's just like, oh God, this is not, no, get, no. Yeah, like something made him cocky enough to try this shit. Because honest, let's be honest, like if you work in a massage parlor, that's not the first hot girl you've seen. That's not the first, or was it a girl? I would like to believe it was a, it's easier if it was a girl or by hell, it could have been, oh Lord, man. It's funnier if it was a man. But I'm pretty sure any man would have got up and whooped his ass. So, like, yeah, Occam's razor. That's what they call it, Occam's razor. I'm gonna say it was a girl. It was a lady. Client reported that in Bergen County Prosecutor's Office detectives who launched their own probe learned that Kabur was previously accused of sexually assaulting a client. So I'm telling you, man, it doesn't like, yo, these people do not stop until you, they don't stop until you stop them. Sexually assaulting your client while he was working as a masseuse at a spa in Emerson, New Jersey, and I'm from New Jersey, and I have no idea where the hell that shit is. Jesus Christ. Where the fuck is that shit? It's what? It's in Bergen County. It's in the same fucking county. How are they not sharing this information? Is a suburb in the New York City metropolitan area. What? It's a borough. Emerson is a borough. Boroughs are like, they're not like cities or towns. They have like, they deal with laws differently. It's almost like a very, very small version of a commonwealth. That's what it's like. So I could see how they could just maybe kick him out. Maybe. Y'all got me down a fucking rabbit hole. This is bullshit, man. Like, yo, this is fucking bullshit. This story isn't even in the fucking show. He's being held in Bergen County Jail. Yeah. Basically, he left. They probably kicked him out and told him he couldn't come back. Yeah, instead of charging him, they probably just made him like, yo, you gotta get out of here and don't come back. That's the type of shit. I think that's the type of shit that a borough gang could probably do. Jesus Christ. Now you make me want to look up borough. But next story. I'll take a sip. Yeah. Let's get rid of this. Let's get rid of that. Yeah, yo. Because shit makes me curious too. Like, what's going on with this? U.S. lifts sanctions on senior figure. U.S. lifts sanctions on senior figure and Mexico Sinaloa cartel. Right? We know the Sinaloa cartel was El Chapo Guzman. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The United States lifted financial sanctions on the top lieutenant of Mexico Sinaloa drug cartel on Wednesday, saying Jesus El Rey Zambada, who gave testimony against kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, had shown behavioral change. So, first off, why is this guy that testified against El Chapo still alive? Because we know how y'all get down there. We know y'all don't fuck around down there. Information published by the U.S. Treasury Department said that Zambada was removed from the sanctions list of the Office of Foreign Assets Control. Does that mean that all the money that he made, that he gets to keep it because he testified against El Chapo? That's my question. That's my question. Because all these guys, once you get to a certain level in the fucking organization, you make tons of money. Matter of fact, they all make tons of money because money is no object. Like, yeah, money. A department spokesman says Zambada was no longer engaged in sanctionable activities. Yeah, really. Just like you bring in, you get rid of one leader when he won't follow your foreign policy, and all of a sudden he gets killed or he gets locked up. Now all of a sudden there's another leader that follows the policy to the T. Yeah. El Rey or the King was arrested in 2008 after a gun battle in Mexico City, where he was suspected of controlling smuggling through the capital's international airport. He was extradited to the United States 4 years later. El Rey demonstrated a change in behavior and circumstances, the spokesman said, adding that the primary goal of sanctions is behavioral change. So, what does sanctions mean? Like, this is what I ask questions when I don't know things. And I'm doing this podcast by myself, so I don't look for no answers. I'll have to probably dig through the answers. Another fucking rabbit hole. God damn it. Well, fuck it. Oh, I'll stuff that barking ass dog down the rabbit hole. No, I won't. Plug it up. But no. Plug it up. Shut the dog up at the same time. I win. No. Adding that primary goal of sanctions is behavioral change. So what does that mean? That as long as your cartel isn't out here bugging out and y'all just moving the cocaine or whatever y'all moving. That's what it feels like. It really feels like that's what it means. Like you're out here beheading tourists and you're keeping slaves and you're doing everything else. No, if you want to move coke, just move coke. I mean, like, that's what you want to do. And if we see that you're just moving coke and you're not out here laying heads along highways and hijacking and doing all types of shit like this, then like we'll lift the sanctions. That's what it seems like. Like good behavior. What's behavior? The spokesman said, or does a change in behavior mean that you've agreed to give up like the people in your organization to save your own ass and we'll let you keep the money that you made? What does that mean? That really like it really makes me curious. A person could be redesignated should new evidence or circumstances merit, he said. A person could be redesignated should new evidence or circumstances merit, he said. This sounds so fucking crooked. This is why I knew at the top line that this was a U.S. law enforcement official declined to discuss Zambada's whereabouts or legal status. Of course, saying such information is not public. Brother to the head of the Sinaloa cartel, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, El Rey was a witness at the trial in the United States of former cartel boss Guzman in 2019. El Mayo's son Vicente, Zambada also testified. Oh man. The two witnesses had pleaded guilty to U.S. charges and agreed to testify against Guzman, accused of trafficking tons of cocaine. If they had anything larger than tons, they would probably use a word larger than tons. Heroin, marijuana, and methamphetamine into the United States. Guzman was convicted by a jury and is imprisoned in the United States. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons has previously said El Rey is not in his custody, leading to speculation he might be in a witness protection program. God damn, man. So the head of the cartel now, after El Chapo is gone, is the same person that testified against El Chapo. He gave a testimony against Kingpin El Chapo. Yeah, that was his brother. So, oh, it just seems like they just like they gave him up. Somebody gave him up, man. 'Cause yo, he was like, he was at one point, he was like bigger than Pileo. He was making so much fucking money, man. One day it was like, yo, like he was. This cocaine was all over the world, worldwide. Not just in a couple states. Not just in a couple states across the border. No, this shit was all over the world. We're too self, see, we're too indulged with ourselves. To think that he was just moving all that cocaine in America. No, he had this shit all over the world. All types of pipelines. He was just one tentacle, baby. He was an octopus. Damn, yo. I think they gave him all. I think the US Department or whatever, like, they had to get, it came time when somebody had to get caught in the war on drugs, quote, quote, war on drugs. It came time for somebody to get caught. And there's like, yo, we need somebody. And yeah, you're the guy. And yeah, it was him. You only get so big, baby. only get so big. Now that was a hell of a fucking story. I watched the novellas. I know what goes on in these town, in these cities down here, down in Mexico. And Colombia. I watched these novellas. I know my shit. No, I really don't. I really don't. I don't want to know, the things that go on down there. All right. Wow. Moving along, you lift the sanctions, though. U.S. lifts sanctions. Like, yo, you, we lift sanctions. We lift sanctions when people stop. When people in like other countries stop messing with nuclear shit. Like, we lift sanctions when like for ceasefires, or we impose sanctions for, yeah, so whatever. We mainly lift sanctions for things that benefit us and our allies. We impose or we lift sanctions for things that really like benefit us or our allies, or things that benefit our allies in turn for our allies can benefit us. It's a circle jerk, baby. It's a circle jerk. So for them to lift sanctions on that man, what is he giving in return that benefits us continually? Think about that shit. Heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines, and yeah. Convicted murderer killed his child rapist cellmate. Oh. Yeah, he looks like a murderer. Or is that the guy? A prison inmate murdered. He looks like a fucking murderer. A prison inmate murdered his convicted child rapist cellmate on Monday, the Delaware State Police announced. At face value, a conviction would not change very much for defendant John Cameron, 55. He's already serving a life sentence for first-degree murder. Troopers responded to the James T. Vaughn Correctional Sentence Center in the town of Smyrna. We have a terminal down there. At about 8:13 on Monday, police said authorities determined that Cameron killed Philip Langell, 69, who was serving a 20-year sentence for rape in the first degree against the victim under 12 years of age. Don't murder anyone. But this guy was down for life. He had life. He's 55. You're in a cell with a guy. What are you in for? Yeah, I'm in jail for first degree murder. What are you in for? Yeah, I'm in for rape. Yeah, victim under 12 years of age. Yeah. Officers did not reveal the alleged motive. You know what the motive was. You know what the motive was. Because 20 years, that's not just, yeah. He did, it's justice. It's fucking justice. Let's just fucking say it. It's justice. Victim under 12 years of age. What the hell is wrong with you, man? Langell died at the scene from injuries to the head and neck and from asphyxiation. Police said wounds to his head, face, and neck were consistent with strikes from a closed fist beat him to death, according to authorities. State police suggested Cameron at least had a part in beat. Who writes this shit, man? And I gotta read it. And The victim also sustained a non-lethal stab wound, officers said. Cameron was arraigned Wednesday. He is being held by the Department of Correction in lieu of a $1 million cash bond. Yo, I'm in jail for, yo, hold on, man. A 41-year-old man named John Cameron was arrested in 2007 for lethal multi-day crime spree in Delaware. The spree began with Cameron attempting to set fire to a family member's car. Then he stabbed a woman with a screwdriver, committed a carjacking, murdered father of four and store clerk John Young at an A-plus mini mart during a robbery. God damn! And you're gonna be in a fucking cell with this motherfucker? You're gonna put me in a cell with this motherfucker? And everybody gonna know what I'm in for. I'm in for rape. So I might last by the time that shit get around to him. I can't even sleep with one eye open. I might as well just fucking like, yeah, wow. Damn. Committed another carjacking, attacked someone, and finally resisted arrest, authorities said in an NBC News report. Yo, fuck that. If that's how you gonna go about, yo, DMX song, boom, 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 open the door, it's ATF. It was that song that reminded me of this paragraph. Shout RIP DMX. And there was another one. On the same album. What was this I see coming through? It's like 3 and an A. I'm gonna rob this nigga. When I'm done, I'm gonna slay him for being stupid, like coming through after 1 and 2 and having a gun that you can't do, that you can't get to. Yeah, that 1 and 2. Foolish niggas come around. Yeah. That song right there, yeah, that reminded me, that whole paragraph is just fucking like, he's just like, yo, I'm going all out. This is my last chance. He's like, yo, I'm 41. Yeah, I'm going out. It's over. It's, yeah, it's bang or bust, baby. For that, I'll take a shot. I'm sorry he murdered them people. That's fucked up. Man, I don't know. He was just... Maybe that's justice is blind, bruh. Justice ain't just blind in the courtroom. I guess it's blind in who you stick in these jail cells too. Next up, delete this. Nice. Oh, firing Bill's squad headed to South Carolina governor's desk. They trying to put people in front of the firing squad. I did this story. Like, yeah. But this was just for, this is South Carolina. I think it was like Tennessee and Missouri, maybe the last one. But they, yeah. Because they said they're running low on lethal injection drugs. What the fuck type of shit is this, man? They're running low on ways to kill people, but yet cops kill people every day. You know what I mean? Why don't you just have a cop come in and arrest the motherfucker on death row? That'll be way cheaper. Yeah, have one of your police officers come in and arrest somebody on their day for death row. And yeah, let them just put their fucking their knee in the back of their neck or whatever the fuck they do, and just hold them down for what, 5 minutes? That takes a lot less than anything you could give them. And for some way, we think that finding a way to They're looking for ways to kill people. And there are horrible people that should be put down, like rabid dogs. I don't disagree. There are horrible people out there, like that guy, that fucking rapist that I just talked about, that somebody that a kid, a baby that was under 12 years old. Yeah, he deserved to be put down. I mean, like, yeah, but just the way that you're sitting here debating about ways that you're gonna kill somebody, like it's some type, like you're figuring out rules to a sport or rules to a game. It's like it's weird, man. It's fucking weird. And I'm looking at this fucking electric chair, and it looks like the same thing I used to sit in when I was fucking in when I was like in third grade. It looks like the same type of chair. They just put arms on it. They just put armrest on it. God. It looks like the first slave master's rocking chair. On a routine vote Wednesday, the state Senate concurred with a version of the legislation approved last week by House lawmakers, but Castor has not said when he will sign the bill into law, although his office said it would happen as soon as the bill was ratified, which could happen in a matter of days. Ratified means you're making little changes. Making changes to the bill before you sign it. Ratify means to change. The measure intended to jumpstart executions in a state that once had one of the busiest death chambers in the nation. I believe it, South Carolina. Will require condemned inmates to choose either being shot or playing for the Gamecocks. No. Ah, is that the Gamecocks of South Carolina? Oh my goodness. Yo, because, yo, like, yo. Oh. Yep, that's them. And they're 2-8. They're 2-8 right now. What does this say? They were 2-8. I don't know. That's the first thing that popped up. Oh my God. On a routine vote, yeah, the measure intended to jumpstart executions in a state that once had one of the if lethal injection drugs aren't available, if being shot or electrocuted, what the fuck, yo? The state is one of only nine to use the electric chair and will become only the fourth to allow a firing squad. And in a previous episode, I did what states do the firing squad. God damn, man. Why can't we just fucking like, there's nothing paint? I don't know. The whole thing about the death penalty is to deter people from, is to be a cautionary tale that this could happen to you. Yeah. That's the whole point of the death penalty. Like a firing squad is no different from getting shot down in a hail of bullets on from on like a shootout, right? It would be no different. Like if I have a chance to shoot this shit the fuck out because I know I'm facing the death penalty, then okay, I might just try to shoot this shit the fuck out. I mean, I don't know. Like, yo, I'm kicking around thoughts on here. I'm kicking around some thoughts on here. I just because I don't know these things. I'm not an expert. But like, yeah, if y'all just gonna shoot me up anyway, why not me? Yeah. And I'm strapped up, so if I could get away, If I could shoot my way out of a situation, then why not just shoot my way out of a fucking situation? Funny. Woman wakes up from surgery to find she had procedure on wrong part of body. Damn! What did she find out? What do you think she woke up to find out to? This and more when we come back. No, I'm fucking around. Woman wakes up from surgery to find she had procedure on wrong part of body. She woke up with like a 12-inch penis. And it was black. It was dark. Uncircumcised. That shit would be fucked up, man. Either way, I think they gotta cut her a check. They're gonna cut her a check. A South Carolina on South Carolina Gamecocks. Says she woke up from surgery to find out that her doctor had operated on the wrong part of her body. Wow. Natalie Aviles from Franklin County told the WLTX television station on Tuesday that the surgeon had carried out the procedure on the wrong side and wrong part of her spine. After the surgery, Aviles said the surgeon came to speak to her in recovery room and admitted to his mistake. He started apologizing, saying that he made a mistake and he went in on the wrong side. He did try to get me to authorize right. He did try to get me to authorize right when I was waking up for him to put me right back under to go on the correct side and redo surgery, but my charge nurse said, or my charge nurse would not let him get authorization. Yeah, because nurses run that shit. Believe it or not, in hospitals, nurses run that shit, man. Yo, in hospitals, nurses run those fucking floors. You know what I mean? And would not let him get authorization because I wasn't fully awake. Yeah, we not gonna dose her twice. Like, no, we not gonna do that. And a doctor really can't say shit. Aviles has been suffering intense back pain. She is referred for surgery, but the surgery did not go as planned, obviously. Apparently it fucking didn't. You got the doctor begging, trying to save his job. Like, yo, let me put you back under. Let me put you back under. Hold up, go back to sleep. Close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes. The records state that Alvarez had an issue with her right side disc, but the procedure performed by the surgeon was listed as a left side hemilaminectomy. Yeah, because I can read. Hemilaminectomy, yeah. A technique for relieving very painful spinal problems. He noticed he was on the wrong side. He did try to go under the spine, going in through the spots where he wasn't supposed to be. Oh, he was just playing with these ladies' spine. He could have been fucking like, he could have paralyzed this bitch. I mean, I'm sorry, not this lady. I'm sorry. Yeah. That makes me mad. Like, I mean, like, yo, he's just, she's under the knife. She's knocked out from anesthesia, and you're just in there playing around. Like, January 2021, Aviles filed a medical malpractice lawsuit, as you should, baby, against the surgeon and his clinic, Mercy Clinic East Communities. But still, according to WLTX, the surgeon's lawyers have argued in a legal document that he is immune from liability from the alleged acts or omissions pursuant to the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, the PREP Act. What the fuck is that? Don't mean nothing. You fucked up. And somebody's fucking like, yeah, the PREP Act was activated in March 2020 as part of the U.S. government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. What the fuck does that have to do with her spine? The measure, which was first introduced in 2005, applies to public health emergencies. It provides legal immunity to companies and certain professionals who manufacture, distribute, or use covered countermeasures such as drugs and devices that may be used to treat COVID-19 patients or combat the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the Goodwin Law. What the fuck? You don't know this shit at me, but meanwhile, yo, I'm telling you, we could break it down to nuts and bolts. You fucked up when you went in to fix my spine. But Avalez's attorney, Morgan Murphy, said no one was claiming that COVID had anything to do with the surgeon operating on the wrong side of her spine. Didn't I just say that shit? Come on, baby. Yeah, it's a good lawyer. Make me a lawyer, man. Yeah, I'll be a lawyer. It is a fairly straightforward situation. A doctor should never perform the incorrect surgery, period. No. That's one profession where going in, there is no margin for error. You're fine with people with fucking like with medical scissors in their fucking body and shit and fucking all types of stupid shit. Like, yeah, like, oh, that's unacceptable. Yo, they're gonna cut that woman a check. And if it's a small practice, which sound like it's a clinic, oh God, yeah. Against his surgeon and his clinic, Mercy Clinic East Communities, yeah, that might put that clinic out of business, baby. Yeah, you're done. Do your fucking homework. Oh God. Yo, there's no margin for error when you're a fucking surgeon. Yo, shout out the homegirl because I think she about to get paid. I really think she about to get paid. What the fuck that got? What the fuck does COVID got to do with somebody fucking up your spine? Wrong with you? That was the only defense they had, which means they have no defense. Salud. It's my last story. We out on time. Hour 7 minutes. Twenty-eight-year-old posed as a student to sneak into high school, police say. Her goal? Instagram follows. You people are fucking animals. You people are fucking animals. With this fucking, with these likes, chasing these likes and chasing these follows. Chasing these follows basically so you can get like, no. You're trespassing over a school with minors. In there with minors. With a backpack slung over his shoulders, a painting under one arm, and a skateboard under the other. A woman. They didn't say a girl. They said a woman wandered the halls of Miami-Dade High School on Monday, distributing flyers with their social media handle to students, prosecutor said. Now, I'm a grown ass woman. Why would I want a bunch of high school students following me? Mike, come on. Come on, man. But Audrey Franceschini. I said it once. I'm not going to say that shit again. I promise you. Was not actually a student at American Senior High School. In fact, she isn't a teenager. She is 28 years old and sneaking to the school in a plot to gain more Instagram followers. These people are trying to be Instagram followers because they can be influencers and they can like get types of fucking like advertisements and like ads and sponsors and all types of like it's crazy. It's crazy. I would love to have a few more sponsors. I would love to have so. Until then, I'm just banging these shits out. But you will not see me in New Brunswick High School. You will not see me in New Brunswick High School. on the property, you will not see me. No, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm not that desperate. Hours after hurrying out of school, once authorities caught her on caught on to her alleged scheme, she was arrested and charged with felony trespassing, misdemeanor, interfering with the school, and resisting arrest without violence, according to court records. She pleaded not guilty on Tuesday, and a Miami-Dade circuit judge set bond at $2,000. Her public, yeah, when I say she and her, it puts her name, but I'm not saying her fucking last name. That shit is fucking horrible. Public defender identified in court documents did not immediately respond to a message from the Washington Post. No. And it's a public defender. They got like fucking like 50 other cases on there. Public defenders are not lawyers. They're just there to make sure you understand what's going on, how bad they're gonna try to fuck you. That's the fucking definition of public defenders, yo. Like, yo, they all work in the same office. Prosecutors and public defenders all work. They're just there to make sure you understand what the fucking prosecutor wants to shove up your ass on this case. She once worked as a police officer. What? She was a cop in DeKalb County, Georgia, but lost her job in 2017 when she was arrested and accused of hacking to another officer's social media accounts. This social media shit is out of control, bruh. And then posting new images of the officer. She has a talent. She just using it for the wrong thing. In South Florida, she now works in sales for Carnival Cruises. That shit make me fucking drink. That would drive me to alcoholism. Yeah. Oh, what a fall. Oh, what a fall from fucking grace. She told the judge on Tuesday, a Carnival spokesperson, that the company is reviewing her case internally. So after this shit, she won't even work for Carnival Cruises. Oh, God, yo. On Monday, she walked through the front doors of American Senior High School, took out her phone, and began recording herself, handed out pieces of paper, according to an arrest report by VSC. And oh, God, yeah, it's creepy. It's very creepy, the student said, yeah. Damn, yo, don't let this social media shit fool you, man. You still gotta be who you are in real life. Yeah, you still gotta be who you are in real life. Wherever you go, you can move, you can put up a fake profile on a computer, whatever. You could put on a yeah, you could do whatever you want. But you still gotta be you. You're still you. I'm still Avery Johnson. And with that being said, my social media. Yo, if you fucks with the show, if you fucks with the show, reach out to me on Twitter, RYEZSHYNE, Rozenshine. Yeah. I mean, Taco Me 05, TACOMEAT. 05, or just hit me on Facebook. How I remember that, but I forget my own name, Avery Johnson. Yeah, yo, if you got your own podcast, reach out and I will subscribe and I will listen because I do this all day. It makes my work day go by so much faster. You know what I mean? And yeah, yo. I love you guys. Wear your mask. I'll holla at you. Adios.